One of the problems in thinking about council tax is that people don't, in the UK, don't regard taxation of wealth in the same way that they regard taxation of income. You know, they somehow think that taxing people's wealth, if they haven't got a high income, is not as legitimate as taxing income. Now, that's very odd if you think about it. You know, if Sheikh Abdul Ab something or other turned up here with a few trillion and hadn't got a taxable source of income in the UK, why wouldn't it be legitimate, but was living very well by selling, you know, small amounts of capital and living in the Ritz or whatever, why wouldn't it be legitimate to tax that person? Of course it would. So most economists, I think, the training as an economist will pervert your mind in lots of ways, but I think in this case I'm rather unusually on the side of the economist that it's perfectly legitimate to tax wealth as well as income. And I think that's one of the things that that fails a taxi driver test. You know, when I sit in a taxi and say, "Hey, what do you think about cutting income tax and putting more on property tax?" "Oh, but people might not be able to afford to pay the property tax," they say. You know, so we do have a hump, I think, to get over in terms of people's perception of what is a fair tax and what isn't. But the reason that we need to look at this is that the Welsh government is thinking, I know, about what to do with stamp duty. And stamp duty is a very crummy tax, partly because it has these jumps in it. You know, if your house is, well, I forgot the numbers, I'm making them up, so don't take this too seriously. But suppose your house is worth 150 grand and you buy it, you're going to pay 2%. If it's worth 151,000, you'll pay 4%. And you pay the 4% on the whole lot, not on the 1,000 above the threshold, but on the whole tax. So it's a tax that leads to sharp jumps in tax liability. And that's pretty bad because you can guess what happens next. Everybody sets the house price just below a threshold. So you distort the market, you lead to clustering of prices. Now, one of the things the Welsh government has obviously thought about is when this tax is devolved, we'll tidy it up. We'll make it a proper proportional tax. We'll take the slabs out. And that's what the Scots have said they'll do as well. Because once they start looking at it, they realize this isn't simple. Because if I take the lump out just by saying, okay, that 4% is payable only on the increment over the threshold, I'm going to lose a lot of revenue. And, you know, I haven't told people, well, you know, we'll take the lumps out, but we'll do it by doubling the tax rate. You know, they haven't said that. Now, that's why you don't want to look at this tax in isolation, because in my world, in my opinion, if you sort that tax out, you will lose revenue, and it would probably make more sense to get that revenue back from a reform of council tax than it would from messing with stamp duty itself. Stamp duty yields about a tenth of what council tax yields. There are small changes you could make to council tax that would more even allow you to abolish stamp duty if you really wanted to. I don't suggest that, but it's possible. But the main point I want to make is look at them together. Don't look at them in isolation. Now, council tax raises, it's expected this year to raise 1.5 billion. It's been raising about 1.25 billion. It's 7% of all the taxes raised in Wales. It dwarfs the new taxes which will be coming in post-Silk. They, as I say, altogether raise only a bit over 200 million. And stamp duty raises a tenth of council tax. Council tax is a pretty lousy tax as well. It's really, as the paper says, it's the offspring of political miscalculation followed by political cowardice. We used to have a thing called domestic rates, which was levied on the rental value of a property. Mrs. Thatcher thought that was iniquitous, and you know, so she introduced the poll tax. The poll tax had the same effect in the 20th century as it did in the 14th century when they levied it on the peasants, and that led to the peasants' revolt. And we got a peasants' revolt this time as well, and it actually cost Mrs. Thatcher her job, arguably. So they had to get rid of the poll tax. They didn't have the bottle to go back to domestic rates, so they introduced council tax. Council tax proceeds by saying, okay, we're going to put your house in a band. Here are the bands. They are totally arbitrary. And we'll charge a different rate in each band. The relation between the bands is fixed. The council can say, okay, the rate's this, it's that or the other, but it's the same proportion in each band. So they will set the rate for band D, and all of the others will follow automatically because it's a fixed, ratio. Now, we live in a poor country. Most Welsh houses are in the lower band. I should say these bans in England haven't been revised since 1992. Talking of political cowardice, having had a valuation in 92, the thought of having another one, it's just far too traumatic politically for the polls. They just don't do it. So the council has to keep raising the rate each year. So you get these announcements, council tax going up. It isn't going up. They're just having to put the rate up because just to keep up with inflation, because the base isn't being adjusted. In Wales, they're a little bit better. Hooray. They had a revaluation in 2005 based on 2003 prices. So your council tax is now based on an assessment which is only 11 years old, as opposed to England, where it's something like 19. So, we're a little bit better. But they do another one. And if I were a betting man, which I am, I would be betting that they don't do it. They just don't fancy another hassle with a revaluation. So there we are. Most Welsh houses are in the lower band, and we haven't had a revaluation for a long time. Now, what needs to be improved? Council tax is regressive in house prices. The cheaper your house, the higher the rate of tax you pay as a proportion of the house value. If you're living in a poor house in the valleys, you're probably paying a council tax at nearly 2% of the capital value of that house every year. In the middle band, you're down to about 1.5%. If you're in Kincoyd, you're in a nice big house, you're probably paying 0.5%. So the proportion of the capital value of the tax that you're paying means that that the tax is regressive in terms of capital value. And just to keep the taxi drivers happy, that almost certainly means that it's regressive with respect to income as well. Because on the whole, poor people live in poor houses. There are also lots of exemptions, some of which I absolutely failed to understand. If you live alone, you get a 25% reduction. Now, I've asked a lot of people, what is the rationale for that? Why does living alone entitle you? We know you're antisocial, but why does that entitle you to a 25% reduction? I get no answer. But that costs the Welsh government a couple of hundred million a year. So we've got exemptions that are not justified. We've got infrequent revaluations that cause a fuss whenever they occur. The tax base isn't buoyant. You have to keep putting the rate up, which causes fuss as well. And it's regressive. Apart from that, it's a wonderful tax. Now, so my suggestion is, look, why don't we index it to house prices? You can't do that crudely because the house price can jump 50% in a year, as we know as it did in the early noughties, and other years it can fall by 20%. You don't want your tax revenues doing that. But you could index it. The Principality Building Society will provide the Welsh Government with a house price index for lots of localities in Wales, and we'll do it for nothing. And you could smooth it. You'd have to have a smoothing mechanism, work that out, so that the base of the council tax goes up with house price inflation, but in a smooth way. You could have fewer exemptions. And what if you made the tax proportionate to house values? So in other words, instead of looking like the blue bars there, where you can see the proportion of the tax as a proportion of the property band value falling from 1.8 on this chart to under 0.5, you just hold it flat. I put this here at 1%. That would save public money. And the reason it would save public money is the Welsh Government, if you're entitled to housing benefit, the government pays your council tax for you. The central government used to do that. It was costing them, I think, £240 million a year in Wales. So with the sort of open-heartedness we come to expect from Westminster, they said to the Welsh government, we're not doing it anymore. Here's £210 million. You do it, and don't ask us for any more money in future. So as long as the Welsh government retains this commitment, it will have to be finding that money, and it's been given a lump sum of 210, it's costing 240 now, and that's going to rise. if you did what we had in the previous chart and made the, let me go back if I can, yeah, made those lower bands have a lower tax rate, 1%, not 1.8, the tax liability at the bottom of the income tax, of the property, start again, of the tax bands would be reduced. So the people wouldn't have to pay as much money, and the Welsh government wouldn't have to pay them the money to pay back to itself. So by reducing the tax liability at the bottom of the range, the Welsh government would save the money on a housing benefit that it probably have to shell out. Not all of it, but it would save a substantial chunk. So this would be the expenditure. As we can see, it's on the B band, it's costing them 70 million. That would drop to 50 million. They would save 100 million a year or something on all of the bands if they had this reform. What's the downside? Why don't they jump to it and just do it? Well, this is the reason. Here it is. And this is where the taxi drivers get very exercised. If you reduce, if you make this tax proportionate, as you see from the red bars, people at the bottom are paying less, right up to band D. And most houses in Wales are in those lower bands. So most people would end up paying less council tax. The quid pro quo is that people at the top end in wealthier in better houses, bigger houses, more expensive houses, would be paying quite a lot more. And right at the top, you'd be up to paying £2,000 a year more. And I think that is the political difficulty of having a fair tax. But let me just say, if we were living back in the 1950s or 60s or 70s when we had domestic rates, this is the kind of picture that you would have looked at then. This isn't something new. This is back to the future. This is what used to happen, and it's much fairer than what's happening now. I think you'd have to phase that introduction because it would obviously be difficult for some people at the top. The other point is that people sometimes say, what about, you know, sort of widows who've inherited the family home? It's full of memories. They don't want to leave. But they can't afford the council tax. I don't know how many ladies in that situation there are, but they certainly loom awfully large in public debate, I can tell you. I mean, you can't mention this without the widows being trotted out. But, I mean, there's a very simple answer in my mind. There should be a provision for people in that situation that the tax doesn't have to get paid, but it rolls up. So it rolls up as a charge on the house. So when the house is sold, and she finally does move into a serviced flat or you know, dies, God forbid, then there's a charge on the house, and it comes out of the value of the house, goes back to the government. I don't see any reason why you couldn't do that. And of course, this tax we're talking about is less than 1% of the capital value, so she could live in the house for 100 years before she ran out of equity. So I don't think there's a real problem. The other possibility, and this is I'll finish now. I've overshot, I think, but the other possibility, and this is more remote. In my opinion, it would be quite shrewd if the Welsh government ever does decide it wants to have income tax powers, and if the Welsh people agree, two ifs already, and if the Scots don't vote yes but are still sticking around, they will certainly object to the current form of income tax devolution, and they will want an end to the so-called lockstep, whereby you have to move all marginal rates, you know, together. So if all that happens, and we in Wales we get income tax with control over both basic and higher rates, in my opinion, the sensible thing to do would be to implement this reform and then some by adding more bands on top of the band I to take that proportionality up to houses worth over 1 million and to reduce the top rate of income tax in Wales. You could claim fairness that you're giving with one hand but you're taking away with the other, but the effect on the economy would be, I think, very positive. People who were in receipt of very high incomes because they were running, say, a successful business and didn't mind not living in a palace would have a very strong incentive to move into Wales. And I think that would be both economically shrewd and obviously fair. So I think I would certainly see a case for a reform of council tax anyway, But in a situation where we also had some control of income tax, a joint reform, I think, would be very compelling. Thank you.